Rachel, this is a prayer on our behalf, a prayer to thank God for his governance over us. Psalm 74, 16 to 17. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and the moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter.
As we were just worshipping all together, I had this picture of like this drizzle falling over us, and it was a very gentle drizzle, but it kept on going until we were all completely soaked. And I just felt that the Lord wanted to say, you know, this is the way that my spirit falls on you. This is the way that I work with you. I'm very gentle. Don't be afraid to come to me. I'm like a gentle drizzle, which is gentle, but still soaks you up and fills you up and gives you what you need.
As we were singing, Bless the Lord, O my soul, I just had an image of a little shoot growing out of the ground. And Psalm 1 came to mind, verses 1 to 3, which says, Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So just an encouragement for us as we go into this season of Advent, to continue with that prayer of bless the Lord, O my soul, to instruct our souls to bless the Lord, to bless him for his word, and to know that goodness and fruit comes from that.
Speaking of challenges, earlier in the worship time, I really experienced a challenge from the Lord, and perhaps this will resonate with some of you, but the challenge I experienced was the Lord asking me, do you really want me to come? How much do you really want me to come? And I was thinking, actually, I'm pretty okay with the idea of Jesus coming at some point in the future, I don't know. But I'm quite attached to this world and to the things in it. And I was really experiencing the Lord telling me, actually, no, you should really eagerly desire me to come now. And yeah, perhaps that challenge will resonate with some of you as well.
Let's respond by singing, standing, and we'll sing a couple of verses. Actually, we'll sing four verses of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.